Blackstone Audio presents Giving Blood by John Updike. This book is read by Peter Van Norden.
Giving Blood. The Maples had been married now 9 years, which is almost too long. God damn it. God damn it, Richard said to Joan as they drove into Boston to give blood. I drive this road 5 days a week, and now I'm driving it again. It's like a nightmare. I'm exhausted. I'm emotionally, mentally, physically exhausted. And she isn't even an aunt of mine. She isn't even an aunt of yours.
She's a sort of cousin, Joan said.
Well, hell, every goddamn buddy in New England is some sort of cousin of yours. Must I spend the rest of my life trying to save them all?
Hush, Joan said. She might die. I'm ashamed of you. Really ashamed. It cut. His voice, for the moment, took on an apologetic pallor.
Well, I'd be my usual goddamn saintly self if I had any sort of sleep last night. 5 days a week I bump out of bed and stagger out the door past the milkman, and on the one day of the week when I don't even have to truck the brats to Sunday school, you make an appointment to have me drained dry 30 miles away.
Well, it wasn't me, Joan said, who had to stay till 2 o'clock doing the twist with Marlene Brossman.
We weren't doing the twist. We were gliding around very chastely to hits of the 40s, and don't think I was so oblivious I didn't see you snoogling behind the piano with Harry Saxon.
We weren't behind the piano, we were on the bench, and he was just talking to me because he felt sorry for me. Everybody there felt sorry for me.
You could have at least let somebody else dance once with Marlene, if only for show. Show, show, Richard said, that's your mentality exactly.
Why, the poor Matthews, or whatever they are, looked absolutely horrible.